What's up, everybody? It is the Affairs of Heart Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3. I'm your boy, D-Weezy, DQ.
And it's So Debonair. I'm also Aaron on this podcast. But if you're looking for me, I'm So Debonair with no O. What's going on, Dwayne?
You know, more and more, if you go back and listen to our podcast, we start the podcast with nothing but laughter. And I think that people get so confused because they don't know what the hell is going on. But for you all that know, we sit here and we talk for like an hour before we actually start the podcast. And we drink while we're doing it. So I think by the time that we get to where we are at this point, we're good and toasted.
Yes.
Lost. That was a powerful lost in conversation. So anyway, welcome to the Affairs of the Heart, Episode 3. So we're going to jump right into it.
We're not going to talk about you and your vacation and your thighs out for the internet.
Well, yes, we can, if you would like. I just literally just landed and came in from Cancun for 5 days. Beautiful, beautiful
gowns. Beautiful gowns.
Inclusive resort. Everybody, and just for everybody's point of reference, everything was safe. We all had masks. They all did temperature checks at every entrance. Sanitizer was everywhere. Like, we were good. So thank you for being concerned. But apparently, I've gotten some interesting attention because I don't really post full body shots on social media. But I did post a lot from my trip and, you know, bathing suits and whatnot. And then my inbox started going kind of crazy.
I was like, okay, friend, you finna risk it all.
Like, what is happening? What is wrong with you? Like, y'all seen me. Y'all know what I look like. What the hell?
They said thighs for guys.
Listen. That's a new website. Thighs save lives. I don't know what was happening. But apparently, yes, my thighs are thick. And apparently people have seen them for the first time. But yes, we had a good time. It was great. Great getaway.
And I'm just glad it wasn't me this time.
It's always you.
And now it's you.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Draining. I don't talk about it.
All right, well, yeah. Moving on. You want to get into the topics now? Anything else you want
to
say?
Topics is fine to get into with me.
Okay.
I'm totally fine with getting to the topics we talked about.
Child, that's if we remember what they are. All right, first topic. So your friend, you know, you got a group of friends, and your friend is just the single one out. They have been single for years. They can't find a man. They always complain about it. They always depressed. You always gotta talk them off a ledge. And then all of a sudden, somebody is serious. They commit to them and they are in a relationship. They finally have a man. Now what?
We can't stop hearing about this.
Right. Like, do you? So your friend.
Honestly, I feel like I'm gonna be like that if I ever find me a man.
Really? Yeah. Oh my God. Do you really want a man that bad?
I don't want one that bad, but I feel like once I get one, I'm going to be happy that I found one. And not the fact that I'm just desperate to have one.
That part.
But
I guess,
as much work as it takes to get one, I get it. But, I mean, I'm sick of seeing it because I don't have one. And one of my friends, she found her new man. And every morning, noon and night, I wake up and during lunch and breakfast and dinner, I gotta see about her man, and I'm just so sick of seeing it.
But see, some people, my concern is like if something detrimental happens to the relationship, like if it ends, you gotta go check on that person. You gotta make sure they're not sitting in their car in the garage and inhaling fumes. Like, it's always a red flag to me when somebody is so overzealous about promoting their man.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I will say, I get excited for them. But I get them being excited about having a man. But, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you. I felt like if I do get one, I'd probably be like that for the first month or so.
You know what? I'm from a school where...
What you doing eating with my man?
Like,
how'd you sleep with my man?
I mean, bitch, I'm asking about you, not him.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm with my man.
But you see how annoying that is?
It's very annoying, probably, when you don't have one. But
annoying. Like,
I'm annoyed as fuck from it, but I mean, I'm just saying, if I get one again, I'll probably not be like that for a little while. Not the whole time.
I get wanting to celebrate your relationship, right? But I'm from a school where, you know, you have to... having mystery and having boundaries about yourself is important.
Now, you might not know what the man that I'm talking about looked like. It's still a mystery.
So why you can't be like that now without no man? Just be like,
what you know, I'm with my man. Where he at?
You practicing.
In my room. I don't see no pictures, and you won't.
That part. You practicing.
But I had an issue with a guy I dated because I wouldn't post his picture, so.
You wanted to or you didn't?
I would not.
But I think that's, like, can we talk about that for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Because people get so offended when you don't share your personal information with them. Like, if you're not showing tons of pictures of your relationship on social media, then people think something's wrong with that.
A guy that I dated, he hated that I would not post him on my social media at all. I wouldn't do it. I mean, when I posted us... his head was cut off, or his back was to the camera. It was you never saw him.
But I think that's healthy. I think that's necessary, because what if you put something out there prematurely, and then now everybody's in your business, and you got to explain what the hell is going on?
And guess what? I so appreciate that I did it, because nobody asked me, where is so-and-so?
Right, exactly.
They can't ask me who it is, because they don't know who it is.
You get in a relationship in the first week, and you got 20,000 pictures on Instagram talking about me and bae, me and bae, me and bae, me
now
and
bae. I'm a me and bae y'all to death.
But like pictures and...
But not with photos, and if it's a photo, you ain't going to see who it is.
Right. I think that's... you have to have some mystery. You have to have something for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and make sure that it's real before you start posting pictures. I saw a meme the other day that said... you know, don't post your love until you're ready to love publicly.
Yeah. And he wanted me to post that we were in a relationship on Facebook. And I posted it, but I didn't post who it was with.
But what does that do?
For me, so my struggle is this, and I don't think that people really understand this, is that from my past relationship, people are intimidated by that. So they feel like, a lot of people feel like we're going to get back together. And I'm like, I'm 100%, 2,000% assuring you that's not going to happen. But they feel like if I don't post it publicly, then I'm hiding something from them. And so...
So, I'm sorry, wait. The person that you're talking to feels like you're hiding something from them if you don't post it?
A lot of people that I've dated, they felt like that if I didn't post them, that meant something. That meant that I was hiding them. And I'm like... I just don't want people in my business. I've always been a private person. Even when me and my ex started dating, we didn't post each other. So I don't know why you expect to be posted from the very beginning of anything. Matter of fact, I think we posted each other on our social media pages until like we were engaged.
Yeah. I just don't, as I've gotten older, I don't see the necessity of having to inundate my social media with the person I'm with. Right? Because it's not y'all's relationship, it's mine.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I totally get that. And I'm an introvert. Like, I don't want my business
right
all over the place. And I don't be all over the place like that. I might my man you to death. Okay. But you don't know who the hell it is. Right. So
now you might see one picture or two pictures. You might see a picture every now and then, but I'm not finna.
You may see a picture, but you don't know who the hell that is.
Right, exactly. And I don't have to explain who it is either, because it's my page. How about that?
Right. I'm like, to me, especially because I've always been in media stuff, like, that's just never really been my thing to just go and start posting the first person I'm talking to for the first week, or if we decide to be boyfriends, like, oh, man, I got to post you today. Like, I've never been like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's, personally, I don't think it's necessary. And then, you know, it also adds extra stress to the relationship too, because if I'm posting you and posting you and posting you and posting you and posting you, and then something happens and I stop posting you.
Wait, I'm like, where are he at?
Well, what's going on? Well, what, mm-hmm. y'all having trouble? Then there's somebody in your inbox and mm-hmm. they want to talk about, oh, well, I didn't think that y'all, you know, that invites unnecessary opinions.
And even if y'all break up, I'm going to tell you the other bad part about that is after y'all break up, people are going to assume that you're still in a relationship.
Right.
Because you don't post y'all broke up. You just keep posting the picture that they keep asking to post. And I've been a victim of this. People think I'm in a relationship to this day because of those random ass pictures that I posted. And I'm like, sir, I've been single for probably like about 5 months, like years at this point.
And here's the other thing. Most people are not interested in getting to know you romantically.
Yeah.
They just want to fuck. And if they see the pictures and then you stop posting.
That's why I'm about to stop having sex. I'm so serious.
You going to do what?
Stop having sex. I'm so serious.
Are you serious?
I'm being so serious.
I think the alcohol is finally getting to Aaron. I don't think that Aaron is serious like, about the situation.
I've really been sitting and thinking about this. Like, I feel like I need to stop. Because I don't think I'm going to have a relationship if I don't.
You think so?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't seen it work yet. It's been 5 years.
So if you stop having sex
and just... Maybe I find someone who's actually interested in talking to me.
Instead of fucking you.
Yeah.
That's honest. That's honest. I mean, you might see a different outcome, you know.
Maybe, I don't know.
You can't...
I mean, once we get together, it'll be ready to go.
You can't do the same thing and expect different, you know, like that's different
insanity.
Scenario.
That's insanity.
Right? Yeah. So... Maybe that's a good idea, friend. Clean. Lock it down.
I got dildos. I'm good.
Oh, speaking of, can we transition this real quick? Because I want to talk to you about this new toy. I know we're going to talk about sex later. We're going to talk about sex later, but I really
like that. I like that thing you said.
I want to throw this in here. So.
Can we wait to the sex part?
Okay, we can. We'll wait. Make sure you stay tuned for the sex part. It's going to be good. Back to the topic. Now, okay, so you want to stop having sex to have a different outcome.
I mean, I think that's what I'm going to try. I really haven't even been that interested in it as much. So
that's actually good, Aaron, I think. Because it's something different for you. Not that nothing, I mean, not that anything was wrong with you prior to, but it's just, it's a different situation. I mean, you have to experience something different at this point because you're trying something different.
Yeah. I'm going to try it, see how it works. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm going to try it.
Okay, so then tomorrow when you text me and say that it didn't work, then it's fine. however, maybe people will stop inboxing me and ask me for your goddamn freak Twitter page.
Oh, yeah, you did send me.
On people who don't, you don't even follow me. You found my social media just to ask me about his freak Twitter page. And we're not even following each other. What the hell?
People keep asking me all the time. I'm like, you don't send me anything. Not a dick picture, a face picture to match the dick. No, nothing. Like,
literally.
And then ask him about this page. And I'm like, sir.
Dude, whoever this person was like, LOL. What's Aaron's freak Twitter page? LOL. No, hey, how you doing? Like, I like your page. I like your picture. Nothing. They just want to know what's your freak. Ask fucking Aaron.
But it's funny because. It almost gave when people listen to the podcast.
We appreciate you for listening. If you are who you are, if the person that's listening that sent me that message,
people ask about it all the time, and I'm like, if you're not friends with me on Twitter, it goes into like a separate inbox.
Yes.
So you don't know if I read the messages or not. So I'll be like, oh, okay. Now that we're out of this inbox, back to my regular scheduled program.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm not, if I'm not going to tell y'all what it is on the podcast, what makes you think DM me, ask me for it?
Or me.
And then you send me this from your regular page. Ain't nothing what you want here doing nothing. And I'm going to send you my free page. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an even trade.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I didn't send it to anybody else, but you can have it.
Right. Stupid.
And why you want to see it?
They probably already follow it and just don't know.
A lot of them already are following that. Like, I will go and look through, and they're already following it. And I go through and like some of their stuff on purpose.
And they still don't know. So if you have a random like from a page you didn't realize, it's Aaron. Back to the topic at hand. So listen, when you get, try kids, story time. If you get a man, get to know the man first before you start blasting him all over social media and getting people in your business. Because then everybody has an asshole, which means everybody has an opinion. And everybody's going to have an opinion about your relationship, and it's not even their relationship. And then when y'all are sad and blue and broken up, they're going to be like, well, what happened? Well, bitch, you told me to do this, and this is what happened.
Oh, matter of fact, that brings me to another topic. So remember those guys I was talking about on YouTube that I was following? And you were like, what happened to them? And I was like, I think they broke up.
Yes.
Well, they actually did break up.
The guy from New Orleans and the other guy from, yeah.
They broke up. And I saw someone had posted on Twitter the other day about that. And I was like, what happened to them? And they were like, I don't know. So to do their research. And they both had to do two different pages. And now one boyfriend has his own YouTube page now. He just moved to his own place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they broke up.
But see, that's, okay, so that's another thing. Like, in ventures of business and such, or you know, you're these public figures. And now y'all have broken up and y'all got to do this.
But you know what? You're probably going to hate that I'm going to say this. I think, I love those pages.
Which pages? What do you mean?
Those couple pages.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. I'm just saying, just be mindful that if the situation doesn't work,
yeah,
then your fan base is now split. Then yeah, your, you know, your business
yeah
is now, you know, you know.
But I think it is a really good idea, especially for gay people, because we don't really have anything to watch to see what it looks like or whatever.
Well, clearly, they don't look like nothing because they got two separate pages now.
Straight people break up every day. That is not.
But do a straight reason people start YouTube channels and then have to do separate?
I mean, we pages watch them on TV every day. Tyler Perry, they break up in every one of his movies, plays, skits.
We're not going to talk about Tyler.
They do. I mean, Young and the Restless, you watched it for years, drawing out stories about relationships. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with couples creating YouTube pages about their relationship. We need to stop frowning upon that.
I'm not frowning upon it. I don't like the unnecessary attention in my relationship.
I think if you can make some money off of it, make it. Entrepreneurship is going to be great in this atmosphere that we in. Why not?
Okay. And that's
that on that.
All right. So, next topic, Rashad. Let's keep it rolling.
Okay. When do you leave the relationship or when do you try to work it out?
Why are you laughing?
Why did you unpause it? Pause.
I didn't do it on purpose. Oh,
Jesus.
It fell out. I was like, what the hell just happened?
He unplugged the mic.
I'm glad you seen it because I didn't even realize.
I'm taking it.
Right?
No, it came off because I think I had my arm on here. Normally this doesn't sit right here on my lap.
That's why I pulled it up before we started.
But I think I was trying to see what the levels look like. Wait, let's see where it's... What's the topic?
You'll fix it in editing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When should you leave the relationship or when should you work it out, try to work it out?
Why are you waiting at me? The question, so the next topic is, when should you leave the relationship or when should you work it out? You know, what are your deal breakers and what aren't? Like, what would you do? I'm not in a relationship, so I can't really tell you.
That's all you got?
Leaving a relationship for me, I mean, the only one that I've been in, I couldn't take it. It was just too much. And it was no honesty. There was no trust. And I just think we were unbearable to each other.
I think, so here's the deal. As I've gotten older, I have become a little bit more lenient about maturity, mm-hmm, right? Like, what I accepted and what I did not accept in my 20s as it pertains to dating and getting to know people and deal breakers as it pertains to relationships or what I thought would have been deal breakers,
mm-hmm,
may not be deal breakers now as I'm older, right? I think as I've gotten older, I look at things differently or try to look at it from a different perspectives, out of maturity to say, well, maybe, you know, let's talk about why this is the way that this is or why this happened the way that it happened, or, you know, let's kind of unpack it so that we understand. And if it's something that we can't come back from, then say that's a deal breaker or that, you know, but without, like, I think in my 20s, I would say, I don't want to put the effort to try to figure it out. I'm just done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whereas as now that I'm older, I'm like, well, let's just figure this out. And if we can kind of come to terms with the understanding of why and hear each other and understand each other, then maybe we can work it out.
But you also have to be in a relationship with someone who's...
had that same mindset. Yeah. I agree.
And that was my thing for me when it came to deal breakers, is that I can't be the only one doing the work or trying to figure it out. And everything is my fault and whatever. And it's weird because now, like, to hear him talk, everything is his fault. Mm. You know, and it's so crazy. God, Lee, why are we talking about this? We just had a conversation. It's so crazy because we have had so much closure after we broke up.
But
we just had a conversation 2 days ago. And it's weird because we have them like every month. We will talk about things that that happen between us. And so I think now that I'm thinking about this conversation, what your deal breakers are, I really hope that people think about them before they let their relationships go. Because one thing that me and my ex, we really didn't connect on was apologizing. And we talk about the love languages all the time, but they also have a test on there about apologies and forgiveness. And one of the things, our major failure was, is that when it came to apologizing, we spoke two different love languages. And verbally, we said this to each other. We just didn't realize how important it was to each other. So his was, he needed me to say it. But in my family, we never apologized to anybody. We just showed you. For him, he said it and they never showed it. And so that's how our disconnection was. We never connected when we went through bad things, mm-hmm. but when it came to apologizing, we never made it past that part, because apologizing wise, it never set right with either one of us how we apologized. And so even 2 days ago, we just had this conversation and we were talking about how knowledgeable we wish we knew the things we know now versus then, you know?
I can understand.
And I think that, you know, that's something that people should do while they're in the relationship.
Yeah.
Not after it's over. But we were young too. And that was my first relationship. And it was both of our first marriage to men. And like, it was a lot. So I just think that people should really like take time before you even get into a relationship that you think is going to be serious to figure out how far you really want to go in that relationship.
But do you think, like, you guys are having closure now,
mm-hmm.
right?
We repeatedly have closure. Like, it's like, it's a never-ending thing.
It's an ongoing situation. Yeah. You're immediately having closure now, but I'm always curious when closure continuously happens mm-hmm. after a situation. Because I can empathize with that with my first boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we talk now, it is, you know, we do check in. Hey, how you doing? How you feeling? You good? How's life? How you got somebody? What's going, you know, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But then we also do that, like, reminiscing type thing. Where it's like, oh, you know, can you imagine if we were still together and that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Well, when we were together, these are things we talked about or we did or how we grew and what we've learned. We do that kind of conversation. But then I'm always curious behind the motive behind those kinds of conversations. Not that you two have a motive or he has a motive or anything like that. But I do think about the fact that, are you reminiscing because you really kind of want to get back into something, or that you have the expectation or the hope that the possibility could ever happen? And I know that's not, you constantly say that you guys will never get back together and that's not the intention behind your conversation, but I'm just always curious, in the back of my mind, I'm always curious about the motive behind that kind of conversation and closure.
Well, I actually saw him do a video on YouTube the other day, and someone was asking him, how do you get over an ex? And he was saying that you never do if it's someone that you really love, because that love never goes away. And I mean, honestly, I feel like I really believe that, especially for me and him, because our love, I feel like it's really stronger than it was when we were together now, than it was when we were together. And it's not in a way where it's like romantically we want to get back together, but it's almost like we're family. You know what I mean? Like, we're holding on to that relationship because of the time frame we were together. Like, we knew each other for so long that we're building a friendship. And it hasn't been anything like where, like, well, I mean, we will joke around about, well, he jokes around about me wanting to get back with him. Like, it's never really been like that. And actually, a lot of things I'm going through with my family right now, I've realized a lot of things that I wish that my mother would do, me and him are doing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and I think that my mom and him are very much alike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, because I feel like God has given me a different avenue to get peace within myself, because I know that it may never happen with my mom.
Right. I can understand that. I'm always curious behind motive.
Yeah.
I'm always curious behind why people do the things they do,
yeah,
or say the things they say. Are you saying them to appease me, or do you honestly feel the way that you are expressing? So I'm just giving a different perspective. I think, you know, after doing this for 3 seasons with you and the numerous the numerous conversations that we have had surrounding your ex,
I mean, even other interviews that we've done, people always get like, are y'all going to get back together? Like, is it still a thing? And we're both like, no, we're cool. Like, I think because we spent so much time together, it's hard to just like erase this part out of your life, or to just be like, I'm done with it and walk away from it. It's more like this portion of it didn't work out, but we had a portion that worked.
I can understand that as well. I think as your friend, I used to get very, very emotional behind the fact that
my friends did.
I would get so emotional. And this is maybe a good topic too. Like, when your friend now leaves a relationship, mm-hmm, or the situation doesn't work out, and yet they are still trying to figure out the closure or how this works, as a friend, is it your responsibility to be like, fuck them, why do you keep running back? But that's
I think that's a natural thing for a friend to
because
say.
Because you
want your friend to be like, fuck it, it's over, let it go, fuck, mm-hmm, that nigga, this and that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that doesn't stop your friend from wondering why or trying to figure, because it will hold on to you for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you don't find that closure, whether it's within yourself or that the person gives it to you. And, you know, we talked about this before, like in the first season,
mm-hmm,
about getting your own closure, but it's nothing like actually getting closure from the individual that the situation happened with.
Sure.
And understanding why things happen. And for them to say, hey, I just wasn't a good person, or I wasn't ready for this. And that may hurt more than you getting your own closure.
Right.
But it's still real, and it's still something that will free you from beating yourself up from why it didn't work.
But the reality is that it takes a very mature person to get to the space to be able to admit why the situation didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking for closure from someone that may not be able to give it to you. And what I mean by that
is
if they're not mature enough to realize their fault in this situation,
mm-hmm,
then you may never get that. And
right,
that, and you have to be, at some point, you have to be okay with that. If your ex never...
But in the midst of that, you don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah.
All you know is that you want that closure. And I saw something on Facebook. It was a girl who her boyfriend came back from years, and she wanted to get close. He wanted to meet with her, and she wanted to close. And people were like, well, she for the streets. And I'm like,
what does that mean?
Meaning she's not worthy of a relationship because she hasn't had closure yet. And I'm like, y'all don't realize how people are in relationships who have never had closure from not even being in a relationship with the past person, but just prior stuff to happen in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Closure is very important for people because it helps you understand and learn how to grow from past situations. Whether you get it from the individual that it came from, or whether you have to build it within yourself.
Right.
And even if you build it within yourself, it still never hurts to hear from the person who caused you to need closure.
Right. But I mean, I totally understand all of that. But then in the event that you never get it,
Right. You should be able to learn how to do it within yourself.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, it has to come from somebody that's mature enough to admit their part in whatever the situation is, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship. You know, sometimes you may never get it, and you have to be okay with that and comfortable with the fact that, you know, they just may not be mature enough to admit it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So do we want to go to the next topic, or do we want to take a break?
I think we got one more topic.
Let's do it. No, I got it. So it's a two-part question. And the other part, we're going to tie into our sex topic.
Okay.
Right? So if a couple approached you and said...
Two of you stand before me. I will call only one name, and the girl that I do not call must immediately return to your hotel here in Brazil, pack your belongings, and go.
I was chosen.
We choose you to be the sacrifice for, you know, whatever.
I have two cards in my hand.
We choose you. So basically, if a couple approached you, Aaron, you're single, if a couple approached you and said, we would like for you to be the third in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, how could you handle that? Is it something that you've done? Like, what's your story behind that? We're talking about relationship. We're not talking about sex right now. We're talking about the relationship.
That's happened before.
Yeah. So they want you to be in a throuple or be in a relationship with them.
I don't know.
Ooh, what? What was that?
I'm not gonna say I would never do it. It would just have to. They would have to sell me on it.
What would sell you on it, though?
Basically, let me know if this gonna be like a reoccurring thing where like 2 months from now we were choosing another fourth person. Like,
that's
and then a fifth person, yeah, and a sixth person. Like, I'm down for the whole three people thing, because I think that, especially for gay men, first of all, I don't be wanting to fuck all the time. You know, I love the emotional support.
No, you don't want to be fucking all the time?
I really don't. I mean, a lot of stuff I talk about is from my past. Now, at 36, I'm about to be 37 in like 2 months. My sex drive is like, sir, we have rode this ride for a long motherfucking time.
What day is it? What time is it?
We finna hit 37. You got about 3 more years before you hit 40. It's time to slow down. And so for me, like, I don't know if that's something I would turn down. It would just have to be with the right people.
What does that look like?
I mean,
what does a relationship with three people look like?
I can't say because I've ever been in one, but
what would you think it looked like? Because I've been curious behind this.
It's almost like a roommate situation, honestly. But we all have sex, we're in love with each other. Like, to me, I mean, but I guess that my main concern would be the competition of this.
Like the pros.
Like, who's the most important one?
The pros and cons.
Because I mean, I'm gonna be the HBIC in my motherfucking house, but while we're doing this, like it would have to be a case by case situation, and it would have to be with some guys that really sold me on this shit, and y'all not trying to like move in because y'all homeless.
Man, can you hook me up with directions to Crenshaw, man?
Boy, you better get your crusty behind away from me.
Man, I'll suck your dick, man.
What you say to me?
I'll suck your dick, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all in a bad situation, and one of y'all trying to find a man, and I'm the scapegoat out.
How can we play that scenario out for just a second? Okay, bitch, we homeless. Well, let's find us a dude to... Like, who thinks of that?
Listen, these niggas is crafty.
Let's see him.
The gays are very crafty.
They see you pumping gas and he's a good candidate. Pick him.
Look what he's driving.
That's crazy.
Oh, I went over to his house. We fucked, and he had a nice house.
Let's move in.
Like, he had food in the refrigerator, bitch. I saw a food stamp card.
Like, what?
You never know, and it's like, it really would depend. I think it would have to be with people that's on a level that I'm on my way to.
Or on,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
Actually, no. On my way to.
You don't want somebody.
I don't want somebody on my level.
Got you. I think that I would have to. It would warrant some further conversation, right? Like, if they, like, why are you approaching me in your situation? Why would you want me? What am I bringing to your situation? What am I adding to your relationship?
So let's take it back. So from being in a situation like that, with me and my ex, we were doing that.
Were these people in your relationship equally?
We went to a sex party. We met this guy. Really nice guy. I mean, he had his own shit, everything. He didn't need shit from us. Because
there were so many people that did. I'm sorry. Anyway, continue.
I mean, they probably would have done more for us than we could have done for him. But he was a really nice guy. And the only issue was that there was somebody blocking that. And so I don't think that's why when I think about it, I don't think about it as a bad thing.
Having a third person in your relationship.
Like, if that's something that you're open to doing, because everybody doesn't want monogamy. Some people do want to have polygamy, or what is it, polyamory.
Don't make me try to remember.
Yeah, they want either one, whatever one is the one that they wanted it.
Right. So. They got with the people they needed to get with.
Yes.
Okay.
September, spring, show, spring, summer.
It's joggers.
Joggers, yeah. Okay.
Please put Therese in there. Please do that. He's gonna. You probably heard it already.
I'm gonna put it in there. But yeah, but you don't. But it's like when you're in that kind of situation, and I think when we were in that situation, we knew a lot of people in that situation
that had a third person in their relationship,
or who was open to it, or who was seeking for one. Like, it was a lot of people.
I'm just like, okay. Because we talk about people's personalities a lot in terms of what they like, what they don't like, mm-hmm. etc. I think my concern in the case of that situation, if I met a couple that came to me and said, Dwayne, we've known you for quite some time. We mm-hmm. really enjoy your personality. We enjoy hanging out with you. We enjoy your aesthetic, whatever. And we would like to invite you to consider being a third in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm sexually attracted to both of them. I'm attracted to their swag, like whatever. Like, all of that is aside. Mm-hmm. In the thick of things, like, you mentioned something earlier where you were like, well, who gets the most attention? Who doesn't? Like how do you balance, okay, or if the one person is at work and I'm having sex with the other person, then, like, how? And they walk in, like, I mean, what does that look like? Does somebody get jealous? Are we going to argue? You know, would I live with y'all? Do I not live with y'all? Like, there's so many variables in this situation that I think are important to kind of, like, unpack and consider. Because we're not even talking about sex right now.
When we get to the sex part, I'll give you a whole motherfucking story.
Yeah, that's we're talking about coming into someone's already established relationship. Yeah. You know, and it's hard enough. But it's
crazy, though, because white people do it. And it's successful for a lot of them.
But I think white people do it from the sake of there's one dominant person. And then they just add other people, right? So, like, the male in the... From what I've seen in my experience and what I've seen in terms of white relationships, the male is the dominant who has said, okay, I want to have more than
one male. There's not more than one male?
I haven't seen... I'm talking about gay
people.
Oh, I'm talking about
women. I'm talking about there's been gay couples who have had three men together. Like, there are articles that you read on the internet about them. Yes.
But see, okay, can we dive into this for just a second? Because I've been thinking about this the past couple of days. White gays and black gays are two totally different and acceptable things, right? Where they will accept more and be lenient about more things than we will.
But do you think that they're freer than we are when it comes to this?
That's subjective. Because just because of what we see on the outside, and they're able to show face as it pertains to having multiple people in their relationship, does not necessarily mean that they're freer. Their perspective is different. Their understanding is different. But I don't necessarily mean that that means that they're more free.
I'm just saying, because most of the articles that I see about like three-way relationships, mm-hmm. it's white folks. Indeed. And it's white guys, and they happy as fuck. They've been together for 20 and 30 years. Like, why are you miserable for 20 and 30 years if you don't have to be?
But see, there's a difference between being what we consider miserable and having stability.
But does the stability make you happy?
Not always. It's not like money. Money doesn't always make you happy just because you have it.
I mean, I get that. But I'm just saying, I don't think that from reading the stories, it doesn't seem like this is like, oh, I need somewhere to stay.
It might be.
It doesn't sound like that. It might be. It sounds like we all love each other. Like, they even break down, like, how they break up their time. Like, it goes into description.
That's great.
About how this works.
But do you think that it started out that way from the very beginning? One of these people could have been strung out on cocaine or meth. And they
We saw that on Tiger King.
See what I'm saying? Right. But you see what I'm saying? Like,
but none of them was really gay. So it wasn't.
Well, it was gay for the moment.
I mean, but I'm saying these are real gay relationships, and they're fine. They're happy. Like, when you look at the pictures, when you see them on social media, I mean, when the people see them at the prize, they're happy.
But do you think it started? Behind closed doors, we
can say about regular relationships. We don't know who's happy. We don't know who's happy behind closed doors. But I'm saying, for them to stay together for that long, and for them to be parading it around like it's okay, like, I don't think that they're doing that on, like, as a, like, oh, let's talk about a thing, or let's figure out how to make some money off of this. Sometimes I think they're really happy.
No, I mean, I don't disagree with you about their happiness. I'm just asking if you think that it started that way. Right? Like,
thinking about relationships that I've seen in our community, when we can't even figure out how to do it, but we still try to do it, yes, they were happy. Because, honestly, when me and my ex were doing it at first, we were happy.
At first.
Yeah. But it got to the point where the other person that came in started causing some issues. So, I mean, that's what it was. But if you are solid in your shit, and, like, both of y'all are very strong on that, I don't see why that would be an issue if you wanted to add a third person. Because if we believe we're very sexual people, I don't see why that would be an issue.
I mean, I don't think it's an issue. I'm playing devil's advocate.
I get what you're saying.
Like, I don't necessarily. I was saying this earlier in terms of the difference between the white LGBTQIA community and the black LGBTQIA community. There's a complete difference.
Yeah.
And there's more socially acceptable things that the white community will accept, and there's socially acceptable things that the black community will not accept in that aspect. But
you also have to look at the fact that a lot of things that they do and they're comfortable with, the black community is trying to do, and it just doesn't work out because it always seems like it comes with some extra shit.
I agree. I can agree with that. It comes, you know, it doesn't.
And I'm sure there's a black couple out there who's been living it up and doing the do and going the go together. But and a lot of them, I think, we don't even know that they're doing it.
Well, that's the other thing. They're not parading it around like the white community.
Yeah.
So, you again, socially acceptable and not socially acceptable.
But, I mean, that's almost like putting your relationship on the DL again, too, because you're living that life that you didn't want to live again.
But then, like, how do you... Okay, so let's kind of make this more practical, right? Mm-hmm. A white gay couple, two mm-hmm. white men, mm-hmm. have been together for 15 years, mm-hmm. just the two of them. Mm-hmm. In their 15th year, mm-hmm. their 15th year, they decide they want to add another gentleman to it.
Now, see, I don't have an issue with that, because how do you compete with that?
Exactly.
But I'm saying, if it's a new relationship,
15 years.
Okay. All right.
They asked somebody in.
Okay.
It's Christmas time. Mm-hmm. They going to their mama, one of their mama's house for Christmas, right? And the mama has known the boyfriend who's been there for 15 years.
Right.
But then they pop up with the boyfriend and the new third person in the relationship.
But do you think that's different for white and black people?
No. Let me get there.
Okay.
Now, Bobby and Jamie have now brought Aaron.
Why is that gotta be Aaron?
I mean, you know. Bobby and Jamie have brought Aaron to Susan's house. And Susan ain't gonna ask no questions because she okay, well, baby, come on in and, you know, have some dry.
Oh, you got two special friends.
Have some dry potato salad and, you know, some no sugar Kool-Aid, right? You know, like that works out. And nobody's gonna question them the wiser, and they're gonna live their life, you know. Now try that shit at a black house. Dwayne and Aaron have been together for 15 years.
And they bring Rashad
to Lolita's house, which is Dwayne's mama's house. And Lolita's gonna be like, what the fuck is going on here? And she's gonna ask before anybody gets a bite. Like, it's just two different situations. Like, and all I can see is like the mama from Friday. Okay, like that's all I see. Because
my mom be like, hold the fuck up,
man. Right?
Don't come to Terce's house. Who is this?
What?
Now I was cool with you being gay.
But now you got,
another one. Right. How many mother gay motherfuckers you bringing in?
Right. Like, it's just two different experiences. And we have to understand, I know we're talking about relationships, but this goes across the board for the LGBTQIA community, period. Like, our experiences are different. And, because I've had, now we're talking about this, and now I have to put it out there. Like, this pride has been really uncomfortable for me personally. Because we don't get the same, I mean, we're not as accepted and prideful like our white counterparts.
Yeah. That's true.
We don't get the same, you know, fanfare and accolades in our community. And we can't, you know, showing our pride is frowned upon. Mm-hmm. So how do we be prideful or celebrate who we are and not feel ashamed because we can't celebrate it with everybody? But that's a whole different conversation, a whole different story.
And that goes back to the conversation we're having for the first episode of this season. It still stands within the black community for us.
Right. Like, it's tough.
And if we're still holding them accountable for things, I mean, of course we're talking about police brutality, but we still as black people, there are still so many divisions that we're divided in.
Right.
Where we still cannot, I mean, we can't just talk about us because there's still the black women situation.
Right.
There's still the light skin and the dark skin situation. There's so many different situations when it comes to black people that it's really hard to even have a conversation because where do we start?
It's so many things to unpack.
Yeah, where do we start?
We have carried the weight of so many different things individually and collectively, mm-hmm. that it's too much to unpack. And the one thing I will say and that I appreciate is that we're at least starting to untape the boxes and look through them a little bit, mm-hmm. and be like, okay, I've been carrying this for this long. Let me try to expose it. Let me try to talk about it. Let me try to get this out. This injustice, this, you know, this mistreatment, this, you know, miseducation, this misunderstanding, this, you know, all kinds of things are coming out to the surface, which is good, but I think it's necessary to continue to happen so that we can celebrate and be prideful in who we are.
And I want to read this because it made me think about this when you start talking about this. Mm-hmm. But there was this girl named Alicia9690 on Twitter. And she said, how can a homosexual rep Black Lives Matter when their lives doesn't even create Black lives? And Terry Theory, the guy I've always talked about, his name is In Theory on Twitter. He mm-hmm. said, we rep the same way by allowing our tax dollars to take care of Black lives y'all create and can't afford.
Right.
And that's what I mean when I say that. It's like, there are so many fights within our community that we have that literally it's hard to even grasp the fact of how this is going to happen. And while they're everybody, while we got the white folks fighting for Black Lives Mattering, Black people need to figure out how the fuck we going to fight for Black Lives Mattering.
The issue is that everybody don't see it as a problem.
And that's the main part. And it's not just us. It's women, too. Yeah. It's skin tones. It's so many different divisions when it comes to Black people that literally it's hard to figure out where to start.
Right.
So when we say, what about the LGBT? And we say, what about us? And then they're like, well, why is dark skin better than light skin? It's like so many people saying, well, what about us?
But those questions are valid in this time. They are. It's valid because while this movement is happening, yes, it's initially for one reason, but at the end of the day, we need to just a whole bunch of shit. We need to get out the attic and a whole bunch of shit we need to unbox. So let's talk about it all while we have the opportunity in the time.
Well, you know, we're supposed to sweep it underneath the rug.
No, bitch, you're gonna have mountains of dirt.
We already got mountains of dirt.
Right.
Is there a rug available?
Right. So.
Is there one?
Is anybody? Is there one today? Please. I will walk down here with you. But yes.
But that's real talk, and I think that that's a very important conversation. That's why since I've been on the radio, I've always talked about that in the Willie Lynch Law and how it's divided us because people really don't understand how bad that is for us as Black people.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we ready to take a break real quick?
Are we allowed to take a break?
Are we allowed to take a break, please? Right. This is Affairs of the Heart. We'll be right back.
Hey Heartbeats, it's your boy So Debonair, one half of the Affairs of the Heart podcast. Make sure you guys are logged in tonight on Facebook, YouTube, or on Twitter to join our live to talk about tonight's episode. It's going to be so much fun. We enjoyed it last week and we're really going to enjoy tonight's episode as well. So make sure you get on the live so you can ask questions. We can have conversations about what we talked about today. And we're going live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you turn on those notifications, do something to make sure you're there with us because we can't wait to be there with you guys, and we'll see you then. Bye. And we are back on the Affairs of the Heart podcast. Let's get into some sex topics.
Stuff that we're comfortable with.
Because we didn't talk about a lot. But as you guys know, I am so very fond of sex toys.
Yes.
And guess what, guys?
Okay.
Dwayne bought a sex toy.
So... picture it. Last week, 2020. We're now doing our lives on Thursdays. So the day that the podcast comes out, we do our lives. We talk about the topics.
Which can we say that was amazing?
A lot of fun. If you have not joined us on our live podcast after show, please make sure that you're following our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our individual pages, because we have a lot of fun and it's a great way to interact with you guys. Thank you for those of you that tuned in on our first one.
And tonight we're doing it at 9 o'clock.
Tonight at 9 o'clock. Make sure you are on. Make sure you add our Facebook page and our Twitter page. We'll give you all the information in the podcast. However, on the last live, Aaron started talking about his toys, right? And the necessity and how that works. And so I got curious. And in me being curious, I'm not a toy person. I've never had a toy. I reached out to a friend of mine who does have a toy. And this particular toy that they have is like a remote control toy. So you can like download an app and it can be close range or far range. Like somebody in another state can control the app while you are playing at home. So it's a prostate massager that bends and so that you it's flexible so that it can find where your spot is.
It's some fancy shit.
It is. And it has all of these different settings where you can, you know, it's one that's called Earthquake and it does some type of tremoring or something that will, you know.
I want to buy this.
It's another one that's called Fireworks, and I guess it like starts slow and then it like explodes. Mm-hmm. And these are all the different, you know, vibration settings that it does for you. But this person, like, you can be in another state, and Aaron can be like, I put the toy in, now download the app, and, you know.
I told you I did this with my ex before.
Did you?
Yeah, my one told you on the podcast, like, last week.
With this, with the toy like this?
Yeah, I told you that he used to control while I was at work.
Oh, you did say that. But, okay. But it was through the app?
Well, he had, I don't remember what we had. Maybe it was an app.
Was it an app? Okay.
I'm thinking it was an app at this point.
So, yeah, this particular toy is a whole serious situation. And I just ordered one. So we will see.
But it's really fancy. I've seen it. And
well, because I asked Aaron first. I was like, Aaron, what do you think about this toy? He was like, oh, it has stuff that doesn't mine don't do. I was like, well,
but I was going to say this to you, though. So, you know that they have ones where, because you are a versatile type. So
Thank you for reminding everyone who I am. Yeah,
I'm sorry, you're a convertible type. That's what they call it. But you know they have the ones where you can, it's like a cock ring, but it's also for a top that wants to be penetrated while they're penetrating.
Yes, I have seen those. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm ready for that level of intensity yet. I don't know if I'm ready to penetrate and be penetrated at the same time. I haven't graduated to that space.
But it made me think about that when I saw it. I was like, that might, because the guy who I got mine from, that's how that is. It's a cock ring, but it's also, it's a prostate massager. So if I wanted the top when I was using it, I could do both.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. Give me time. Okay. Yeah. That you're taking me too fast.
Next month, he's going to be in a whole different world, y'all.
Listen, I'm going to have stories to tell on the podcast next month.
You're like, we broke up because my prostate was
it ruined my life. It has ruined my life.
Yeah, okay, you fix it. Right.
But it has all these different settings.
Yeah, see, I looked it up. Listen, Chad, I looked it up.
Okay. Aaron is about to order one.
I saw the settings on the phone and everything. I was excited.
So,
and I don't even have one.
Right. I'm going to bring... I should have it by the time this goes, this airs, so we'll bring it on the live. I don't mind showing toys on live.
Aaron. I show up on the live. He was like, I don't know if we could do it. So I look at what it looks like.
Well, I mean, if you're going to wave a dildo...
I flew the roof through like it was on a plane, like...
You're going to wave a dildo on the Facebook page. Like,
I want to bring my prostate massager on there, but I didn't
want... Well, that you can. I mean, but you just had like a big old dildo just waving it in the camera. And it was huge.
It was not big.
It wasn't.
It was not big.
Go get it. Go get it. That thing is huge, Aaron.
It was not big.
Humongous dildo that you want to just wave on the camera. It was not that. I'm like, it's Facebook. They're going to ban us because you got dildos all over the
YouTube
camera.
YouTube would have left it up.
Yo, YouTube, right. YouTube.
That lady was sucking dicks with the grapefruit. So we good.
Tiffany Haddish.
It wasn't Tiffany Haddish who started that.
She just sold everybody.
Mm, she just promoted that lady was doing that grapefruit thing. But so what's the next topic?
All right, let's do it. Sex.
Oh shit.
Producer is back. Okay.
He forgot he was here.
He took a break, apparently.
Okay. It's the part two of the question about being the third person in someone's relationship. Sex part.
Oh, someone asking you to be a third in their having sex with them.
We've kind of covered this before.
But how would you feel about them asking you to be a third in well, you did, because you talked about...
I've done it.
How you've done it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have. And it was cute initially. And then it got old really fast.
Yeah, you know what? I actually did it, not real recently, but like a few months ago.
Did you? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a good experience.
Okay.
It was like one was more interested, and I felt like I was messing things up for their relationship. And they actually ended up breaking up, and not because of me, but they ended up breaking up, and then the guy kept calling me. I'm like, well, I was hooking up with y'all because it was a threesome thing. I don't want to do one-on-one. So
you weren't interested in one of them individually?
It was fun with the three of us, not the one-on-one thing. I don't think I was interested about with this one.
If it was the other one, you would
have
been interested?
No, either one of them I didn't want to do about it myself. Yeah.
It was just cute.
It was fun. Like, we still hang out. We cooked out, fucked, slept together. It was a fun time, but like, after the one left, I was like, well, shit, this is not fun no more.
Right. I don't like it here with you.
I hate it here.
I hate it here with you. Like, that's so... Like, I hate it here with you. I can't...
Yeah, I didn't realize how much I hated it, but now I hate it.
Now I know I hate it. Okay. I don't, like...
It would just have to be a really... Again, it would have to be people I was really attracted to.
So, Jesus. because I want to tell this story, but I don't want to tell the story because the 6 degrees of separation is very strong.
Here. Story time, guys.
No. There's this couple that is very prominent in the city of Atlanta. I'm not going to say who they are. I'm not going to say what they do. You'll never get me to tell. But I got approached by one of them.
Okay.
And I wasn't curious until I was approached. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like, I never looked at them like that. Mm-hmm. But I was curious. I wasn't curious until I was approached. And I was like, well, okay. You know. And... Yeah, I think that's where my philosophy comes from and the way I feel about being the third in the situation. That's where it comes from. Because you have everything that I, at the time, you know, being single, I wanted the house and the, you know, the family and the relationship and all of those things. I wanted that as well, but I couldn't, I mean, you had that. So I don't.
I just think it comes with the understanding of what you want when you're asking me it. To come into this relationship.
From even them or from you?
From them.
Okay, like, yeah.
Because, I mean, if this is like, we're just fucking for one time, like, hey, party over here. But
what is this, 1995? Like,
hey,
party over here. We're like, what? Hey.
But no, seriously, I mean, I feel like that, like, I'm not, normally I don't walk into something like that thinking, like, this is going to be some consistent thing.
No. I didn't have that mindset at all.
Okay.
I didn't have that because I know people that have had that mindset and has fucked up their whole life.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you so what Aaron means is that like a couple approaches you or you one person in a couple approaches you and you think that they about to leave their marriage or relation, their long relationship.
Well, no, I think they're going
to
leave their marriage.
Well, no. I mean, some people have had that thought. Oh, when it's like, I'm going to be the one that's going to be, you going to leave him. Yeah. And they'll tell you that for the sake of getting a nut. You see what I'm saying? Like, they'll make you believe that you were the one that's going to change all, you know, I'm sick of my relationship.
Because they all got this sob story about how it's not that good.
And yeah.
I want you to come so maybe we can make it better. I mean, this is like a scripted thing that, most of them have. And I'm like, it's weird because I'm like, I wanted my exes to do that. Because it's like, normally, like when I'm going into it, I'm like, I'm not going in to break up nothing. I'm going to have a good time.
Right.
And when I leave, y'all going to be having a good time after that. Talk about it and then call me later if y'all want to do it again. But don't call me for nothing. Individually,
right,
and I mean that's been my philosophy because I've been in that situation. But I feel like a lot of people walk into it, and I've known that from my own experiences. Mm-hmm. People walk into that and they think, "Oh, I got to get one of them."
Yeah, yeah, or the you know,
And I think that even when we were doing it, it was like there were guys that would come, and me, I'm a more passionate person. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, most people always wanted to like do stuff with me. And I'm like, they're like, well, you think he would let us do it together? And I'm like, probably not.
Right.
I remember one time we had did it with this one guy, and I went out on my patio to smoke because I'll be smoking after it get done. And the guy came outside, he sat on my lap, we started kissing and stuff. And I was like, you got to stop this, because if he comes out here, it's going to be a whole fucking mess. And lo and behold, right before I even got done saying it, he came outside, and it was a whole motherfucking mess. And I was like, you know, I think that you have to be careful when you do stuff like that, because unless y'all are really okay with y'all's relationship and no one's seeking anything seriously, y'all actually seeking together, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I don't think that it's a bad thing to do if y'all on one accord.
But some people can't handle that. It has to do with the maturity.
Yep,
to do with how mature you are to accept, you know, even in the thought of inviting someone else in, right? Yeah. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. I think
it's definitely not for the weak.
No, and if you're approached, you know, make sure that you know who you are before you get involved with somebody else's situation.
You know, I never really gave a damn.
That's you. But it's people that can burn people's houses down over shit like that.
I will open up the door, have a good time. Right. Was it good? See you later. Mike's like, how do you... I'm like, first of all, I didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to be here right now.
I hate it here.
Right.
Seriously.
Jeez.
But people don't really be understanding that. And I'm like, opening up your doors to someone else when you're in a relationship is not for a new relationship at all.
Some people think it is.
They want to start it off like that, but there's no foundation built. There's nothing saying what the rules are. And people don't understand that there has to be rules when it comes to that, because your man could be their man when they walk out that damn door.
And you don't even want it.
And you ain't even know.
That part. All right, our next sex topic
is, what are you good at sexually?
Oh, Aaron.
What are you good at sexually is the next topic.
What are you good at sexually, Aaron? If you've ever seen Aaron in action, is what I'll say. You probably could answer this question.
I think my strengths are definitely embodiment.
No.
But I think that a lot of people think that because of my ass, but I think that a lot of my strengths are really in like foreplay.
Little known facts about Aaron that you didn't know.
Things you should know.
Right. The more you know, as the star goes across the screen.
I definitely think those are my strengths. I mean, foreplay to me, I could do that with even having penetration.
Right. You've mentioned that before. My strengths sexually. I think I'm a really good kisser. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm really good at navigating prostates. Our producer was like, I was gonna say that.
And well, how would you know?
Right, like, have I navigated your prostate?
I'm trying to find out what the fuck's going on up there.
Right, like, I just have a great understanding of how to find the prostate, whether it's with my penis or my fingers.
I was thinking of him saying when you were showing your fingers.
and you did it right too. So what do you mean? Our producer. So when I was talking about, I've talked about finding the prostate in a few episodes in the past, and our producer was like, Oh, yeah, you probably do know how to find it because you did your fingers right. Yes, I know what I'm talking about.
It was funny because there was a guy who was eating my ass one time. He was married to a woman for a long time. And I was like, you eat my ass like it's a pussy. He's like, well, I've been eating pussy for a long time.
I mean, yeah. That explains it.
It was amazing.
I'm sure.
I missed that man.
Think about him. Call me. Like, no.
But yeah, I think it's also good to know what your strengths are, and when you are dealing with people. For me, it would be a deal breaker when it comes to even dating somebody.
Okay, so we've talked about strengths. What are your weaknesses, you think, during sex?
My weakness is topping.
Really?
Not that I can't last that long. Like
you come immediately.
About three.
Well, okay, because we've talked about this.
My dick is very sensitive.
Yeah, we've talked about edging. Yeah. You're not. You don't like.
I can jack off for a long time.
Okay,
but when it comes to actually topping, I don't last that long. Sorry to that man.
If you want Aaron to top you, just know it's not gonna last too long, and he's honest about
that. I gotta be high or really drunk. Or have poppers or something to last long.
Can you have sex when you're drunk? I think we talked about this before.
Oh, I can. Yes. I would rather always do that.
Now, being high, yes, but I can't do it when I'm.
I would like, rather drunk always be drunk behind sex.
I don't get hard.
Oh no, I'm drinking makes me horny as fuck.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I'll be wanting to throw up.
No, not that it's not this
plan. Well, you said what? What did you say?
No, drinking actually really makes me horny all the time.
We drink while we do this podcast, so we know what Aaron is going to do once we're done.
Probably going to jack off and go to bed.
Right. Sounds like a good night to me.
Are you trying to speed us along? Right.
Our producer's like,
are y'all done?
And we are done.
Thank God we do this on a Monday.
Right.
I got four motherfucking days.
Interesting. Are you willing to try
anything? And I think my other weakness is sucking dick.
Your jaws hurt?
I just don't really, I don't enjoy it. It has to be a person I'm really into.
I can understand that. Because you don't just go around sucking random dicks all the time.
I let random dicks fuck me though, so that's a different situation. But it's like,
bloop, bloop, bloop.
But sucking dick is just like, I have to be really into you to be sucking your dick for a long time.
I can understand it. Because let's just talk about the male anatomy for a moment. It's just weird. Everybody's penises are weird. No?
What do you mean?
You should see the way he looked at me when I said that. They're just like, you don't want to put everybody's penis in your mouth.
I mean, a lot of it. I mean, if it's uncut, yes. I'm like,
yeah.
Sir. Why is it hanging like that? Are you pre-coming?
Right. Like, what is happening?
And no disrespect to dicks. Because I've seen some I'm okay with. But it's just not my thing. Like, I just...
Like, uncut penis. Guys that...
This is a good conversation. Uncut and cut.
It's been my experience with, like, uncut guys that... Like, they're super ultra sensitive.
Yes.
And you have, like, you can't pull the skin back and, like, try to suck it like you would naturally do because they get so, like, it almost hurts.
It looks like it to you when you're doing it, right? So, and maybe that's my thing is, maybe I don't not like them.
It
feels uncomfortable to them, to me. And so I don't want to be around them.
You probably, what I've learned, I don't want to be around them, that's so terrible.
Glad you said that because it's actually making me understand why I really dislike them.
You don't know how to handle them.
So because they're like, because if you pull that skin back and start sucking it, they're like, ooh, 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 ooh. I'm like, wait a minute, sir.
Like, It because it's really sensitive. Like, extremely sensitive.
I'm like, shit, my shit is all the way cut off. It ain't that damn sensitive. So why the fuck is yours sensitive?
Because the nerve endings aren't... They cut the nerve. That's what uncircumcised means. They're cutting the nerve endings just around...
Wasn't educated on this.
Yes, yes. So for them, they still have all of the feeling in the skin around there. So that's why it's so sensitive. What you have to do, which is what I've learned... I told you my first boyfriend was uncircumcised. So I had to learn very quickly. Right, I had to learn at a young age how to suck an uncircumcised fetus. I had to learn real quick. What you have to do is you have to suck. You can't pull it, but you have to suck
over that little soggy skin. Ain't doing it for me.
No, I'm not saying you got to suck over the skin, like suck the head inside the skin.
That's too much work.
You look really uncomfortable.
If y'all can see. How I'm doing this, it's uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel like, am I hurting you?
No.
And like, then you get the ones who's uncut, and they want to shove that shit down your throat.
No.
I'm like, shit, I wish you was as sensitive as this motherfucker who's uncut.
And then, shit. Then you have tonsillitis because they didn't shove it all the way back in your throat.
People don't understand why I do not like sucking dick. It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's like, it's so difficult.
It's again, you just don't randomly put random people's dicks.
And then that sogginess of that skin
from the uncut penis.
It's almost like slime is in your mouth or something.
Oh, from the pre-coming inside of the skin.
And then that skin is there and it doesn't go away. And it's like sucking on a plastic bag or something.
I don't know.
I mean, I ain't trying to talk bad about them, but
it just makes you uncomfortable.
It just makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, if you pull it back, that's uncomfortable. If I gotta suck on soggy skin, that's uncomfortable for me. And then sometimes it be stinking, so then that's uncomfortable.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like so many different issues that it's like I would just rather not deal with it.
I don't even know where to go from here.
What about eating ass? I don't have issues with that.
Of course you don't have any issues.
But I will eat some ass. I don't mind that.
But see, some people don't really, get up in there and clean it like they're supposed
to. I've never had that issue.
Not you.
And I'm going to pray to God I never have it.
Like
I have run into some stinking dicks.
I feel the same way about eating ass as I do about, you just can't eat a random person's ass because you just don't know what their hygiene is.
Well, I always try to lick the balls and smell before I start eating ass.
I put a finger down there. Let me just make sure, even before I go anywhere near it, let's just see what's happening down here. Scratch and sniff. Make sure there's no, deformities or no issues and no problem. I'm not blaming any, I'm not.
I'm gonna just thank God I haven't rinsed or nothing like that. But
yeah. It happens,
I'm sure it does.
You just got to be careful.
This hasn't happened to me.
Run a finger down there. Make sure it's good. Make sure there's no bumps or nothing.
I don't eat ass a lot, so.
Well, that part. Me, I'm an ass connoisseur. Apparently.
Is this an advertisement?
Call me. No. Okay. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be teaching classes next week.
Right. Catch me on live to teach you how to do it.
We'll be asking you on this live this week. So you're asking kind of sooner, right? So exactly how does that work?
Right.
When you show us on the live.
And you tell them you wash all the asses you eat.
But no, I just don't. Uncut is just not my thing.
Would you be willing to learn? If you met somebody that was uncut, would it be a complete deal breaker, or would you be willing to try to work it out with them?
I'm not saying I don't ever do it. I just prefer not to.
No, I mean, but if you met somebody you really, really like you really
tell them. I know that I like who have uncut dicks. I've done it before.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm not going to never not do it again, but if I get that experience, or if I think I'm going to get it.
It's just not your cup of tea.
I will Uber $100 to get home.
Not $100.
I will. I'm serious.
Oh my gosh.
To not deal with it.
Is that serious, really?
I just don't. I mean, First of all, y'all know my major thing is if you're not eating ass and then you got an uncut dick, I'm already on like, I'm ready to go home. So if we're not about to like really do what I want to do, then
I'm going to head out.
I'm already headed out. I'm at home.
Like, being. And playing with your toy and everything. Yeah. Oh, Aaron.
Why did God make that?
Listen, if you have an uncircumcised penis, please just make sure that you are doing the extra care. We talk about this all the time when we talk about uncircumcised penises. Please make sure you're doing the extra care to take care of yourself, cleaning it out properly. You know, we don't want dick cheese.
I mean, I've smelled some bad ones, you know.
It happens, unfortunately.
What's our next topic?
Speaking of smell, do you like your man's natural scent?
Oh, that's a good question.
Jesus.
Speaking of smells, do you like your man's natural scent or do you like your natural scent?
I'm aware that I have a scent, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that it stinks.
After how many days?
Well, I don't go days.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Showering and making sure I'm... Like, I'm... Okay, so here's another perspective. I'm hairy. Like, everywhere. Mm-hmm. I just... Except
so like
my back.
So you're like a bear. Are you an otter?
Shit. Neither. But no, like I'm hairy. My chest is hairy. My stomach is hairy. Mm-hmm. Everything else is hairy. Mm-hmm. So if you're hairy, you know you're gonna hold on to odor because it gets trapped in the hair. Unless you, you know, shave it off, and then you know you don't have that. So I'm familiar with my scent. I don't think it smells, but I'm aware that I have one.
I like my scent.
What does it smell like?
I can't describe what it smells like. Honestly, I can't.
So when do you go to smell it?
I mean, I'll lay in my bed and I'll rub my balls.
If you rub your balls,
smell it,
and then like smell your hand, or like rub your taint and then smell your hand.
Is that the gooch?
Yeah, same thing.
Just making sure I knew that we
talking. Make sure I follow you. But that's, I like, that's like your scent.
I like to smell a man's scent. I don't want to smell musk or must.
Musk, okay, what's the right difference?
Musk. Tell the people. Musk is stinks. Musk is like.
So musk.
I went to the gym.
Is what you smell and you don't put deodorant on and it's under your arms. That's musky. That's musk.
Or you just haven't taken a shower for days. Musk is like you went to, you took a shower, but you went to the gym. But it's like your natural scent, right?
Okay.
At least that's what I think it is.
Sure.
I wouldn't mind smelling a man after he came from the gym and he took a shower before that.
After he came from the gym? Okay, so
before he went to the gym.
Oh, before.
He took a shower and then he went to the gym, worked out. And his thing, like, musty. He just has his musk. Like his natural scent before the stink comes on.
Before the stink comes on. That's so detailed, friend.
That's why I make sure if a man's listening and want to talk to me, he knows that.
So much.
And I'm still single and free, by the way.
Call me. Right.
Please. Don't just play.
Nah, please.
But yeah, I mean, I think that I do, I like my own scent. I think that it smells good to me. And like, if I'm in my bed, I will smell myself a lot. Especially like if I'm gonna jack off, I will.
Okay.
I don't know, I never really smelled it.
Interesting. The question our producer asked Aaron, did he like his husband's scent? And your answer was you've never.
I never really smelled it. Hmm.
Interesting.
You know, I think that we were very, like, conscious about taking showers when we were together. But, you know, as a single person, sometimes I'll take a shower for a day or two. Especially during coronavirus.
Fair enough.
Well, yes. That's that on that. What's next?
I mean,
what's next?
That's it? All right.
You got something else?
No. Make sure you tune in tonight at 9 o'clock.
You got something else.
Going live. What?
We're waiting on a shot.
He said that was it.
Oh, okay.
You be cutting me off.
I thought it was something else.
Anyway. Aaron is going downhill fast. Make sure you tune in tonight at 9 o'clock on our Affairs of the Heart Facebook page or AOTH Podcast on Twitter as we go live to talk about these topics live with you. So make sure you bring your questions and your stories, and we can't wait to talk to you tonight.
You said our YouTube?
And our YouTube page.
Affairs of the Heart Podcast.
That's it.
And then make sure you are logged onto the affairsoftheheartpodcast.com if you get lost from any of this. We're definitely, you can get the links from there. Check out our t-shirts.
Yes.
We have those there. And I think that's pretty much it.
That's it.
So we're going to call it that on that with this show.
That on
this. This was a long one.
This is a good one, though.
It was a really good one. And I hope that you guys will meet us tonight.
See you tonight.
Bye.